Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Saita Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Chalitza Ketzad. Here too. The Ketzad means, how do we know? I'm not asking you what the Seder of Chalitza is. I'm asking you, how do you know that what they say has to be said B'loshen HaKadosh? And for the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, V'ansa V'amra. This is the Yavama in Bezdin. She shall speak up and say, Ulahalan Huaymer, in another place it says, again by the Levium, V'anu HaLevium V'amra, like we learned in the last Mishnah. But the Torah talks about the Brachis and the Klalois, on Har Grizim and Har Eval. There too it says, the Levium shall speak up and say, so ma aniya, just like the word aniya, hu amud lahalon, that is mentioned in the other place by the brachas. Bil shayin hakaidesh is in lashon hakaidesh, like we learned in the previous mishnah. Afkan here too by Chalitza Bil Shoina Kodesh. The Tanakhama learns it from Gzeres Shavah. Rabbi Yehuda says by Chalitza, you don't need Gzeres Shavah to tell me that it's Beloshna Kodesh. Look at the Pasuk itself. The answer of the Amra, she speaks up and she says Kacha, and the Torah says Kacha. Can't change it. It has to be in Loshna Kodesh, not you're not Yetz. Asha to Omer Beloshna Zeh, it has to be in Loshna Kodesh. The answer of the Amra, Kacha. But really, if you look in the Pasuk, the word kacha goes on the next words. Kacha yaseh le'ish hazeh. This is what we do to a person who doesn't want to be meyave. It doesn't want to build up his brother's house. So Chabuda and Chanami, and it also goes on the previous words. V'ansa v'amra kacha. She has to speak up and say it this way. What about the Tanakam, who learns that Chalitza has to be b'loshna kodesh from Gzeira Shava? Tanakam learns from the kacha something else. Tanakam learns that the order of Chalitza, what has to be done, removal of the shoe, the spitting, everything has to be there. If you're missing one step, you're not Yitzhak. What about Rabbi Yehuda? How does he know that? Rabbi Yehuda says, this is on the Gemara. The Torah could have just said, koi. Kacha is an extra lashon. Kacha teaches me two things. One is it has to be in lashon HaKadosh, and the other is in Hanami. That all the things that are done in the Seder HaChalitza have to be done.